Hamas has responded to a US ceasefire plan for Gaza with reports saying it has proposed a new timeline. The American plan, which has been endorsed by the UN Security Council, calls for a six-week ceasefire that would eventually become permanent. Reuters correspondent Dan Williams joins us on the line from Jerusalem. Dan, will you remind us first of all, what does this particular plan propose?
It's a three-stage plan that a couple of weeks ago President Biden outlined in a public address, a televised address. He described this originally as an Israeli plan, a plan that would begin with a ceasefire of 6 weeks and a freeing of some hostages held by Hamas. And then there would be a reordering of Israeli forces, eventually a withdrawal, and what Western nations have described as an enduring ceasefire under which other hostages would be released. There would be a Palestinian prisoner release of some kind, presumably, and the rehabilitation, reconstruction of Gaza would get underway.
So how much is known then about the response from Hamas, which was issued last night?
Not much is publicly known, as you noted. They apparently spoke of a new timeline. It's worth noting that Israel says it received the Hamas response, again a response that has yet to be made fully public, and it has basically rejected this response. It describes the response as a total revision of what Biden outlined. Now, what we have here is everyone is tiptoeing around a rather big hole, a rather big irreconcilable difference at the heart of these conversations. That is what happens after the initial ceasefire. Hamas has said any final arrangement, any concluding arrangements, would keep it in power and involve Israel calling off the offensive, withdrawing troops. Israel says it will not call off the offensive or withdraw troops until Hamas is eliminated. And it seems that everyone is trying to paper over what seems to be a yawning void between those two positions, perhaps in the hope that the sides can agree at least on an initial ceasefire. And then by force of inertia, by force of habituation, everyone would ease into something more permanent, if albeit undeclared.
As you were saying to us a few moments ago, this has been described by the United States as an Israeli plan, but it's clear that there are different positions within the Israeli government.
That's a good point. However, there is a unified position being voiced by the Prime Minister Netanyahu, who, as you're alluding to, is under pressure from far-right members not to capitulate, as they would see it, in this plan. He is insisting that the plan would not go ahead, Israel would not end the plan without some sort of guaranteed elimination of Hamas. The only thing, is short of a military elimination of Hamas, potentially, is Hamas agreeing to cede power, Hamas agreeing to disarm, although there is zero sign of Hamas wanting to do that. So as I said, there is a lot going unstated in these statements around a plan that appears to have international support.
The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. Who has he been meeting?
He started in Cairo. He came in Egypt. He came to Israel, went on to Jordan. He's also expected in the Gulf. He began this trip saying his job was to press Arab interlocutors, Arab mediators, to pressure Hamas into entering the deal. Basically, it appears the Americans are trying a new tack here, which is to shift the onus onto Hamas to enter this deal and to shift the onus onto Arab powers that have open lines of communication with Hamas, given that the Americans do not speak to Hamas directly, neither do the Israelis, hoping that those Arab powers will convince Hamas to enter this deal and wrap up the war.
What's your sense then of what's likely to happen in the coming days?
Again, short of a revelation that there is some very imaginative way of bridging this creative ambiguity, what appears to be a creative ambiguity at the heart of this deal, I would say it's a dead letter yet again, because there are two parties here who remain at war. The war is ongoing. Israel has bound itself by government decree at the outset of the war not to end the war until all hostages recovered and Hamas is eliminated. Hamas does not want to be eliminated, obviously enough. It has said publicly it will not step aside. At the same time, it remains dead set on never reconciling itself to Israel's existence. There is no hope of a peace deal here. So unless there is a very creative way of bridging those differences, I suspect this plan will not get underway.
Dan Williams of Reuters in Jerusalem. Thank you for joining us with that.